You're listening to the Everyday Astrology Podcast. I'm Hilary Scott, your astrologer, and I'm here to bring you the current planetary conditions. So this week, we have a whole ton of stuff going on. We are about to go through the solstice, the winter solstice, well, depending where you are in the world, the winter solstice in the Northern Hemisphere, and the summer solstice. And that's so hard to believe that it can be so different and we're on the same planet. And the toilets flush in different directions. It's crazy. So anywho, either way, we're going through a major, humanity is going through a major shift in energy. And we've gotten to the darkest, we're about to go to the darkest day of the year where I am. And then the sun will start returning, which is kind of a nice feeling. And with the winter solstice, it's when the sun enters into Capricorn. And it's the winter. It's like the dead of winter. So there's a very inward feeling that comes with it. And it's good for Capricorn is here to master solitude. It's here to like inwardly focus on things of import. So generally speaking, it's kind of ironic because it's a time where we're sort of forced outside of ourselves for holiday things and it's a busy, rushy kind of year. But really what our souls and spirits want to do is go within and curl up and relax and keep ourselves kind of very low key and withdrawn and enjoying simple, quiet pleasures in front of the fire and reading books. And inner reflection is a very important thing for Capricorn energy. And there's just a whole whack of planets in Capricorn right now. So all of our urges to go in, it's kind of like if you go within, then you don't go without. If you go within, you get to like refer to your own spirit and your own soul and figure out what it is that you want to create. So this is a very potent dreaming it up time of year. So if you can take the time to yourself, it would be a really wonderful time to do it. The exact date of the solstice is Saturday the 21st. The sun will go into Capricorn at 8:19 p.m. So that's the exact solstice. So there's often a way to look at the astrology for the year to come and the season to come to take a snapshot of the chart of the solstice. So it is pretty heavy. We've definitely got, well, all the planets piled up in Capricorn, but there is a lovely trine to Jupiter. The moon will be trining Jupiter. And that is like this little cloud of magic around. These little bursts of opportunity and luck and fortune are mixed into this hard work. So you might be working really hard on something or focusing to create something. There's this like a sense of toil, but toil is going to get you somewhere. And you can feel that because then there'll be like little blessings of magical synchronicity with the Jupiter energy. Like just lucky things are happening, even though you're toiling. So that's good. There is an opposition to Uranus too on the solstice, which gives there's a sort of an element of surprise, like unexpected things can come in, unexpected turns in direction, unexpected people can show up. In Taurus, again, it's like it's a Taurus-Scorpio axis. The moon is in Scorpio and Uranus is in Taurus. So it gives us like a part of us is like wanting to get into a routine and a method. And the other part of us is wanting to transform and change. So it's kind of like active transformation. Like it ties in with the toiling, I think. There's focus and it's hard work, but it's making progress and lucky things are happening. There may be a little bit of like relationship stuff go on or where your values are being challenged, or there's a square from the moon in Scorpio to Venus and Aquarius, and Venus and Aquarius wants to be, it's an explorer. It's like a consciousness explorer. It's a experimenter. It has genius new ideas. It wants to ride the wave of the future and be on the cutting edge, on the leading edge of what's happening, on the fringe of society. So there's that. And then the Scorpio moon wants things to be kind of deep and emotional. And like Scorpio is known to be the whistleblower. So it could be maybe the Aquarian energy couldn't be bothered with all the drama or the gossip or the terrible news. And the Scorpio moon is like, wait a minute, there is all this drama and there is stuff that needs to be exposed. There is stories that need to be told. So there's kind of a friction between that on the winter solstice. So it, within your own psyche, that's going to be going on somewhere where your values in one area are clashing or like going in totally direction, different direction from your values in another area. It can be very frustrating, let me tell you. So the squares generally will bring up a sense of frustration, but they also force growth. So think of it that way. At least you're being kind of pushed into a growth situation. And it all depends on your attitude. It can be growth for your greater good, which is pretty awesome. So that solstice day, is there anything else kind of very notable? There is a trine or a sextile between Chiron in Aries and Venus in Aquarius, which I think will help us detach enough from emotional wounds or things that might be blocking us up in some way to not take things personally, which is fabulous. To be detached enough to be like, oh, it's not my problem. It must be your problem. It's not my monkey, not my circus. That's the sort of like attitude you can take while you're kind of going through this interesting transformation. So we are like supported in all areas. We're always supported in all areas, really. But the astrology does give us kind of an insight into the planetary vibes that are hitting the planet right now. And we're living among them. So we're sensitive creatures who are going to react to this, definitely. So you're kind of, it's like a time to go within and dream up your plan and figure out what foundations you're going to lay, especially with all the Capricorn energy. Because we've got Pluto in Capricorn, Jupiter is now in Capricorn, the South Node is there, Saturn is in Capricorn, the Sun will be moving into Capricorn. Like, this week, that's what the solstice is. So imagine there's like really a super duper powwow in Capricorn. And though Capricorn can kind of be dry and stodgy and like sort of authoritarian and bossy and perfectionist, the more evolved version of Capricorn is very good at, you know, building a legacy, laying a foundation, coming up with ideas that have legs that last for generations. It's definitely, you know, there's a lot of wisdom. I guess Saturn is the ruler. So there's wisdom and there's foresight and there's an ability to work really hard. So any sort of working really hard that you do right now will be highly rewarded. And if you're working really hard in the wrong direction, you're probably going to end up like out of that situation. So just make sure you're focused kind of earnestly and humbly on your greater good, on the greater good of all the people in your life. That's the thing with Pluto tied into anything. It's there to force us to grow and evolve and expand our kind of soul expression on the planet. And it wants things to be, like when it works out positively, when Pluto is good and expressing positively, it wants to be sure that it's taking care of the needs of the greater good or all involved. So when you act selfishly in your own interest for power and control over others, which is a Pluto thing, it always turns out badly. It'll blow up in your face. There'll be some sort of like, you know, shocking thing that makes you realize you were going down the wrong path. So your power will get taken away in some way, or you'll be exposed because you were, you know, a power monger, or that's what's going on right now with all the, you know, people in positions of power being exposed for sexual abuse and sexual harassment. Same sort of thing. They were getting away with it, but the tables are turning and like the push for growth and equality and fairness is doubling. So we're probably going to even hear more and more stories, more exposures of these dark, sinister authorities that have been abusing their power in the next little while. So hopefully you're not a dark, sinister authority abusing your power. And instead, you're learning how to step into your power and step into your power for the greater good of those around you. Because Pluto is powerful and it's powerfully healing and powerfully transformative. So we definitely want to like tap into that Capricorn Pluto energy, and Saturn is there, and Saturn too, it can bring out our deepest sorrows and our most, you know, our secret grief and our sadness and shame and all the kind of difficult stuff that can be related to Saturn. But it can also, if again, expressing positively, which we can do, we can choose to go along those lines. We're leaning into responsibilities. We're putting efforts into things that are going to be paying dividends in the future. Like we're able to see it's a good time for an investment that you want to keep paying you year after year after year after year. It's a good time to kind of figure out where all your ducks are and get them in a row. It's very good for planning, but also the within work that's needed to create a life by your own design that's kind of curated perfectly for your own personal self-expression can be done with a lot of clarity and a lot of like new ideas that will lead you to success in following your heart and making a life for your own self. So that's kind of cool. That's the Capricorn energy. Right after the solstice, it's another like, there's a lot going on. We've got Mars and Pluto sextiling, and then we have the Scorpio moon conjoining Mars. So there is a depth of feeling going on right now and a depth of passion, and maybe even like it could rouse the negative Scorpio traits or the negative Pluto types, feeling jealous and feeling abandoned or betrayed. Those things could maybe surface. Or it can be more like connecting at the soul and feeling like you've met your soulmate and feeling grateful for your family and your soulmate connections. And you're like feeling loved and connected and close. Those sorts of energies can come up too. There's like a fiery, with the fusion of the moon and Mars, there is an amping up of emotional material. So you might be prone to overreact. You might have a short temper. You might feel frustrated. You might cry easily. You might see something sad and then burst into tears. Like you'll just be, Scorpio is so emotional, and combined with Mars has got kind of like a fast trigger. It'll express itself quickly. So there could be, instead of Scorpio's urge to hold back emotion and hide their feelings, the Mars might make that impossible. So, you know, just own what you feel. We all got difficult feelings. We all have like our dark side emotions, and sometimes they're hard to bear. But if you push them away, they're just going to keep, you know, they'll sabotage you. They'll come up in inappropriate ways. It's better to just own your feelings and be compassionate and understanding of your own feelings and your own self. Then you can be like your own parent. It's like parenting yourself and being supportive of your own endeavors. So coming up right after the solstice, we move right into like Christmas, and on Christmas, this is also very big news, we have a solar eclipse. It's a solar eclipse with a new moon in Capricorn. And eclipses are always conjoined the nodes, and they always come in pairs. So there's another one that will be in 2 weeks that is a lunar eclipse. So it's kind of like a portal to transformation, a portal to change. When eclipses come, big things happen. Big weather events can happen. There's like, you know, there's entries and exits from the planet amp up during the eclipses. There's like just pivotal events go on. Things change for everyone. And depending on how prevalent it is in your own chart and where it's active, depends on how you're going to experience it. So you have to have a look at your own chart and see what house it is in, what aspects that it's making to other planets, and how it's playing out for you. And it's good to know. It gives you kind of like a little bit of forewarning about what area of your life is experiencing this and how you can like lean into the growth in that area. So the eclipse it's in Capricorn. So all that Capricorn theme of laying foundations, like mastering your solitude, looking within to create a plan that will last generations. All that same theme is happening. And it's kind of like a chance for us to all become adults, like super responsible adults that we can trust. Like we're becoming our own adults and that we can trust. And then if you can be a trustworthy adult, it like sets a good example for new authority, because we've all seen how the authorities, you know, aren't necessarily people that we should be following or looking up to in any way. So we will have a square between the Sun and Chiron on Monday, and that could trigger, it could trigger like a sore point or an injury, like an old wound, like a soul wound where you've been humiliated or shamed or wounded or hurt, or like all the painful stuff inside is often represented by Chiron. And Chiron squaring the Sun in Capricorn, it could be like worthlessness stuff coming up, feeling ashamed of yourself or something. That might get triggered. But luckily, things move fast that day. And soon the moon will be trining Chiron. So you might get the pain, like the pain point might get triggered. But then by the mid-afternoon that day, you'll be like, oh, I understand this pain. And you're able to move through it. And you're able to accept it and understand it and therefore process it without it getting stuck. And that's what we need to do so that we don't manifest shitty situations and uncomfortable bodies. So the 24th, Christmas Eve, there is a beautiful trine between the Sun and Uranus, which makes things kind of exciting and unusual. And you might be getting flashes of new ideas, downloads of information, understandings that you never had before just pop into your mind. That's what a download of information is like. There's also a square with Neptune. So it could be a day, like you don't want to overdo the drinking and the festivities because you might end up feeling disorientated, overwhelmed, confused. You want to kind of stay more grounded. And then the Neptune energy will be more properly used for spiritual inspiration and connecting with your spirit guides, connecting with your own higher self and your inner self. All that can be heightened, and especially so if you keep yourself grounded and sober. Otherwise, you kind of make yourself vulnerable to whatever might be floating in the ethers. So the solar eclipse is on the 25th on Wednesday, Christmas Day, and it really is a powerful reset point. It's a powerful time to write down your wishes. It's near the galactic center, which is very, so like the ideas that are coming through now and the things that we're learning to understand, we don't even have to, actually that's interesting, learning to understand. We don't even really have to learn anymore. We just understand. So that's very cool. New, maybe solutions to problems, like paths to your highest expression of your most wonderful life start to become clear. Like when you put your direction in the gaze of your own joy, it's like life will show you the synchronicities to keep you going. And sometimes there's a lot of risk involved. Like you'll have to do something that takes you outside of your comfort zone that feels risky. But rarely is it a risk. It's not putting you in physical danger. It's just taking you outside of your comfort zone. And risk is the shit. Like in my life, I have always been rewarded by my risk, by taking risks in life, by moving and changing countries and leaving jobs and relationships and situations that were holding me back. And it was always a risk, always a risk, always like a scary, there's some sort of like if you leap, the net will appear, or just let go of the handle and you'll be caught kind of thing. So do consider that risk is definitely worth taking. But with the Capricorn, all this energy in Capricorn where the new moon is, it's like calculated risk. It's adventure, but you know what you're getting out of it. You kind of, the risk is worth it because you've calculated it and you know exactly how it's going to go. And so it's not that much of a risk, ultimately. It's that Capricorn sort of calculated risk that you want to take. Not like not jumping out of a plane or something like that. You do not want to risk your joint health. Ever. I don't think you ever want to risk the health of your joints. And I think jumping out of a plane, which a Sagittarius might be prone to do, is definitely not good for a Capricorn, because Capricorn can have like weakness in the joint area. So if you were to jump out of a plane and do that kind of risk, you might like fuck up your knees or break your ankles, or you just don't want to do that. That's not the kind of risk I'm talking about. But risk where you're putting yourself out there will be rewarded. There is, again, the Chiron is active. Chiron energy is active. So there could be maybe a little sadness or an old wound that gets poked at and makes you feel sad, or maybe you feel left out of something, or you regret something, or whatever kind of uncomfortable emotion it is for you, you're probably going to feel it at some point Christmas Day. But again, it moves quickly. And then there's a trine between Uranus that keeps us kind of buoyant and detached and able to kind of cope with it, which is nice. The sun, so the moon is conjoined with the sun and with Jupiter. So that is beautiful. That is like just such a lovely, lucky, expansive, financially rewarding, financially lucky. It's just a wonderful, good energy that we can all tap into with the moon, this new moon conjoining Jupiter, connected to the sun. There's Mercury is a conjunction that day too with the moon. It moves pretty quickly, but it's still giving us this optimism and this hope. Even if we have a shitty feeling, even if for a few moments you feel crappy or like a reject or loser, or maybe you get like a zit in the middle of your forehead and it reminds you of what it was like when you had acne as a teenager, or some sort of, you know, like weak spot where you feel embarrassed, or maybe you were bullied, or that could be triggered, but it's not going to ruin your day because you're going to know exactly how to deal with it. And that's really like, what more could we want? That's pretty awesome. So do on the new moon, take time to seed your intentions, to set down your wishes, to make sure that you make very clear to the universe what it is you're creating. And the new moon, the power of the new moon, the wave of creation that we can ride during the power of the new moon is fabulous. And with Capricorn, again, anything to do with enterprise or business or legacy or philanthropy. I love that word, philanthropy. It just means you're doing so damn well. You can just like share that shit with everybody. And I think that's just an awesome, awesome idea. So whatever you can do to tap into that Capricorn energy for you and where that is in your chart, make sure you kind of know, because it'll help you design your wishes for the new moon. It'll give you kind of guidelines on how to use the energy. And there is definitely thinking about family and family matters, and future generations will be very, very well supported with this energy. So I hope that you definitely make the most of it. We do have coming up like the day Friday, a couple days after the 27th, so a couple days after the solar eclipse, we still are experiencing the energy of Jupiter and it's conjoining the sun, and the moon will be conjoined Saturn and Neptune. It's again sort of a flash forward to the energy of January and what we've got going on. So I imagine you've got some sort of very interesting business idea that you're doing, or there's some sort of important, maybe you're building a house or building a life in some way, because Capricorn loves architecture and they love to create their own domain and their own, you know, they would like to have a villa or land with different houses on it. Like they can be quite extravagant in their thinking, but also always frugal and very careful with money and maybe even miserly. So we're all getting a tap into all this energy, which is very beneficial. Very, very beneficial. The worst that we might feel is a little sad, or like the dark kind of sad, depressive Capricorn energy. But it's unlikely that it's going to go that way. It's more likely, especially because you can, if you don't entertain the sadness, if you have it, there's a passing feeling of sadness. Don't get caught in the vortex of that sadness. Just watch it pass, because it'll move quickly right now. And then you can get back to the fun, practical, hard work and toil of the Capricorn energy, and then reap the benefits of that same energy. And Mercury will be moving into Capricorn too on the 28th, which is a lovely, it's a shift. We're going to definitely shift from the kind of Sagittarian, buoyant, chatty, like sharing ideas, sharing everything, eating too much, probably sharing a lot of food, into Capricorn, where it's like, whoa, like maybe play your cards a little closer and stay back a little and watch what's going on and observe. That's like such a different kind of Mercury. But our brains will be able to be very focused and clear and stable and predictable and helpful in that way. So consider that when you're making all of your plans. Don't forget the moon will be exactly new on the 25th. The new moon will be, let's just see the exact time, is 9:13 p.m. Pacific time. So the solstice is exact on the 21st, Saturday, and that will be at, it's right when the sun moves into Libra at 3:45 a.m. So depending, of course, where you are, you can look it up. But do take advantage of this time to like seed your intentions and be conscious and aware. And if you can stay still and quiet and go within, that there'd be even more benefit to everything. You can really like enjoy the cozy like time where you don't have to answer to anybody. Hopefully, I mean, what are the odds that we all have that? But if you've got that around you, you'll really revel in it. And if you can, make some time for yourself. Have a bath. Get into the woods. Do something with nature that makes you feel connected. Take a walk under the night sky. Look at the stars. That sort of stuff will connect us back to the cosmos and the Mother Earth that we are living on right now. So that is it for this week. If you have any questions, feel free to contact me anytime. And do check back to stay tuned into the positive, loving, evolving flow of the cosmos. Thank you so much for listening.